Go, Ellen.
You mentioned AKDA for pain. Did you also mention in the past MSM would be good for pain?
It is. In fact, today is Dr. Stanley Jacob Day. Dr. Stanley Jacob, along with a co-author, wrote The MSM Miracle. That's what the book is entitled. Just put in Stanley Jacob MSM Miracle. And by the way, if you want to find a good used copy at a good price, first put in usedbooksearch.co.uk. And then click there. It'll go to a website which searches every other used book source in the English language. Saves you a lot of time. And also, as it scrolls up the name of the book, where the book is, it also tells you the price of the best price for that book. So anyway, put in...
How much MSM would you take for... I take oxycodone right now, and I'm trying to get rid of... stop taking that.
Well, that's one of the things that Dr. Jacob was writing about. He says... hey, you can actually help yourself get off opioids with this stuff. I don't know why that's not publicized. So anyway, how much? Well, very fortunately, MSM is quite safe. The worst I've heard of is, ooh, it gave me some diarrhea. So particularly if one is trying to get off opioids, you need to be going to 2 or 3 grams a day. Maybe even 4, but get Dr. Jacob's book. There's one other thing Dr. Jacob doesn't mention. I'm going to talk fast because there's folks waiting, but please make a note of this. All of that sulfur in the MSM can deplete the body of something called molybdenum, which is an essential trace element. So some of the people who make MSM put a little bit of molybdenum right in there because they know that. But not all of them do. So if you can find one that contains some molybdenum with the MSM, that's better. If you can't find one, you can...
MSM.
Molybdenum with the MSM, yes.
Oh, no, molybdenum.
Yeah, MOLY, like Molly, MOLY, BDENUM.
Okay, and just one more thing, energy. I have chronic fatigue syndrome. Do you know of anything that will create energy in a person with this illness?
Well, basically, getting at the cause of the chronic fatigue syndrome, but there are several things that can be causing it. There, I'd recommend you... look for a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, ma'am. Really.
So, all right. And then mastitis for the breast. Could I use oregano with DMSO for that?
I wouldn't. Look, when you're talking sore breasts, almost always those drops of iodine, even though it's not very many, one over here today, one over there tomorrow, always those will calm down sore breasts, ma'am.
Oh, the Lugols. Okay, I'll get a prescription for that from the doctor.
Yeah, you do need it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.